I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Kickoff next hour for a marquee AFC East matchup on Monday Night Football as the 7-4 Buffalo Bills are hosting the 8-4 New England Patriots. Buffalo is coming off a win over the Saints while the Patriots are in the midst of a 6-game winning streak, and they're a perfect 5-0 on the road this season. Pats wide receiver Kendrick Bourne on the game.
Man, you know, it's kind of that playoff environment, and it's going to be a really good test. Who can have competitive stamina for the longest? That's really what it takes. You know, Monday night, everybody's watching, the pressure, it's all apart. It's all really right here. So it's really playoff feel, kind of. It gives us that playoff feel before we get to the playoffs. So it's exciting to get a head start on something that feels where we want to go. So
that's courtesy of Patriots.com. NBC Sports Points Bet listing the Bills as 3-point home favorites. Big loss for the Baltimore Ravens as all-pro quarterback Marlon Humphrey will miss the rest of the season with a torn right pectoral muscle suffered in Sunday's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Ravens have now lost 7 starters to season-ending injuries this year already. For the first time in school history, Purdue men's basketball is number 1 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Boilermakers move up from number 2 as Duke drops to number 3, with defending champion Baylor now at number 2. Rounding at the top 5 is UCLA and Gonzaga. Two top 15 teams are in action in men's college basketball as number 14 Florida hosts Texas Southern, while 15th-ranked Houston welcomes in Alcorn State. Meanwhile, in women's college hoops, just one top 25 team takes the court as number 6 Indiana hosts Penn State. The University of Miami is hiring Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal hours after firing Manny Diaz after going 21-15 in 3 seasons. Cristobal is a Miami native who played for the Hurricanes and was an assistant coach under Larry Coker from 2004 to 2006. Full slate of games on the NBA schedule with 4 featuring both teams with 500 or better records as the Charlotte Hornets are hosting the Philadelphia 76ers, the Memphis Grizzlies are on the road at the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls are home for the Denver Nuggets, while the Cleveland Cavaliers visit the Milwaukee Bucks. The 2021 Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has died after collapsing at Santa Anita Park after a workout. The 3-year-old's win at the Derby is still in jeopardy after testing positive for a banned drug after the race. The Philadelphia Flyers have fired head coach Alain Vigneault less than 3 years into his 5-year contract. Philly is mired in an 8-game losing streak and is coming off an embarrassing 7-1 home loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.